any support that's going to be out there for business is going to be greatly received. You know, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, actually, there's really sketchy information out there at the moment. You know, we know government are looking at setting up some sort of fund or package of measures to support business. But actually, what they've been very quiet and secretive about actually what the criteria is going to be. You know, given that, you know, we're potentially going to be leaving the EU without a deal in 78 days' time, it would be reassuring for businesses to know now, you know, if the government are going to be putting some sort of financial support available to them. If you look online, you'll see there's mixed messages out there at the moment. On one hand, you'll read that it's for businesses who are suffering with their cash flow, and on so that sort of implies it's any business. On the other hand, you've got Michael Gove saying it's businesses who are at the point of collapse. Well, you know, there's a hell of a difference between being at the point of collapse and, you know, actually suffering with cash flow. So, you know, I would like to think that there's going to be something out there that's going to affect, you know, something out there that will help all businesses. And actually, aside from the financial support, you know, I would like to think that there would be an element of flexibilities in a package of measures that would be able to help all businesses who may be able to suffer, irrespective of their size or sector. Yeah, I think the first thing, you know, would have to be, and this is sort of immediate, you know, for government to start improving the quality and accessibility of information to business, because I think that's not been good to this point, and I think that's something that needs addressing immediately. But yeah, you know, they can do something to simplify as many processes as possible. A simple one would be, you know, issuing an EORI number to all our exporters, as this is the basic requirement that they need to move goods across borders. So that's something that they could do, which, you know, would help immediately. And, you know, they could put measures in place to actually help businesses if they're experiencing cash flow, all businesses. Things like reinvigorating the time to pay scheme with HMRC. So, you know, there's lots of things that they can do, but I would hate to think that their measures are going to be put in place purely for large businesses or maybe specific sectors, because government have already highlighted that they think the construction and manufacturing sector will probably be the hardest hit. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, they would put measures and support out there for all businesses who are affected over the coming year.